Welcome back to The Point. It's Ella.
It's Kate.
And today's episode is all about Valentine's Day. And with us we have
Isabel
and Kylie.
Our favorite people to interview.
That's us. Mm-hmm.
Because we always have good episodes when
we're the regulars.
You guys are the regulars. Well, it's either you guys or Katie and Garrett. They've been on it multiple times.
Are they
going to
be on the Valentine's?
Yes.
Yep. Cute.
Together.
Yep. Together.
Together.
Okay, Kate, let's get the show
let's
on the road.
Do the questions.
Do you have a Valentine?
No.
Yes.
I don't either.
Me and Kate have Valentines.
Yes.
We're cuffed.
Mm-hmm. Me and Kylie are
I'm not.
Single and we're okay with it.
Are you?
Stop. Don't talk about it.
Accepting boyfriend applications.
Real.
I thought you didn't want a boyfriend.
I don't know. I
do what I... Okay, Nick.
Well, anyway,
we need to talk about
Onward.
You and Nick.
And
then we should also talk about you and Isaac.
So me and Nick celebrated last Valentine's together too, and it was fire. I made him chocolate covered strawberries, and they were so beautiful.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing this year. It's gonna be so cute
with Kylie as your guys' third wheel.
Nope, Kylie does not want to come.
So no. So like every holiday, we try and do like a little dinner, make some treats, you know, hang out. We did it for Halloween. We did it for Christmas, and they wanted to do it for Valentine's. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe it'd be fine. Like whatever. Yes, it's a lonely day for us single people.
High five,
Kylie. But anyways, but wait, they go. They're saying they're not making it for their significant others, and they're not, but they are.
The whole point is to make it. We were just going to tell you it was Galentine's thing, but then actually give the treat. Oh.
That's what's happening. So I'm going to spend Valentine's at home.
Me too. All my friends are doing something because all my friends are in relationships that I helped them get
it's
in.
It's okay.
I helped go on my little date.
Into them.
Oh my God, or I'll just rot in my bed.
I think I'll probably just rot in my bed as well.
And I'll watch like I'll how to lose a guy in 10 days or something.
Question.
Or any of those, I guess. Okay.
Is a romantic gesture more powerful on Valentine's Day or on a different day of the year?
Different day.
I agree.
Yes. I think like just because is it better. Because Valentine's Day.
Like, yes, it's nice. But
you
like,
have to get.
You're
you
like,
have to do.
You
have
feel
to do something.
You're
like
yes.
expected almost.
But like, if it's on a different day, then I feel like.
If I get like more. Flowers it on a random more. Day, I'm going to be like, I'll probably cry. But on Valentine's Day, I'd be like, oh, thank you. Because it's so nice.
Yeah.
I love when boys are nice. It's just great.
Nice.
I want flowers.
But yeah, I agree. I think me too.
I'd get you flowers.
I think it means more on a different day.
Yeah,
is Valentine's Day overhyped?
Yes.
No.
I think that it's overhyped when you're single, but it's not when you're in a relationship.
I agree. It's literally a holiday for people in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I think Valentine's Day is, even when I was single, it's always been one of my favorite holidays because I love it. And I love the pink and I love the chocolates and I just love how sweet it is. I just love it.
Yeah, I like when the school like does like those I like especially like, I don't think we do it anymore, but like when the school would like, do those like crushograms and whatever, and you could buy them for
or
your
like
friends.
Or like when you would make your Valentine's Day boxes and bring them.
Yes,
that was fun.
Those were so fun.
Oh my gosh, you don't even have to be in a relationship to give Valentine's Day. I'm giving them to my residents at my work, and it's gonna be a blast, and
they're gonna love
it. They're gonna
feel so appreciated.
No,
exactly.
They will.
And we're writing personal notes to them. It's gonna be so cool. So
no,
cute.
You have. But like, do you want to go in depth on the plans that you have, if you have any, or do you want to keep it more? Have it for your boyfriend.
Well, he probably won't listen to this on Valentine's Day, so I'll tell you my plans. So basically, Thursday, because Wednesday I work and I'm giving my residence for Valentine's Day, so I'm not doing anything with him. And then Thursday, I'm making his treats and putting together his present, and then that night we'll hang out. Maybe go out to eat, but probably not.
Okay. Would you rather get a box of chocolates or flowers on Valentine's Day?
Chocolates.
Flowers.
Because I love food.
Flowers.
I say flowers.
Mm-hmm. I have flowers. I've gotten flowers. Actually, I want both. Because flowers are so pretty and I love to eat. So
Nicholas, take notes.
Yep. Nick Bennett. Actually, I want chocolates and lots of them. And then lots of flowers, too.
She likes, like, the box of chocolates. Like, the heart box.
Oh, those are cute.
Are they good,
though? And I want you to be so nice to me. So.
Okay. Yeah, he better not be serve nice. Any beef.
Don't, yeah.
Kate, don't be a little sassy. Kate, what are you doing down. For Valentine's Kate, Day? Though.
Calm down.
Everyone. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Isaac hasn't figured anything out?
No.
Do maybe I gotta drive surprise. You? Do I gotta drive you back out to Omaha?
Is it a surprise, no. maybe?
Yeah, is he just gonna pop up at your house?
I'm making him a little gift basket, though.
Cute. What's your favorite Valentine's Day candy?
I'd have to say chocolate covered strawberries.
That's not candy.
It kind of okay, fine. I like boxes of chocolate. And Nerd gummy clusters. They have the Valentine's ones and they're so good.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Those are good.
What's the difference?
I like they're Twix just, too. I don't know if like Twix makes any Valentine's Day things.
I like Twix.
I like the Russell, or the Russell Strover. Is that who it is?
Yeah. Yes,
those boxes good. Of chocolate.
Those are so good. So that's all that we have for Kylie and Isabel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome.
It was so fun.
On to the next, people. Hey guys, it's Ella.
It's Kate.
And we're here with
Katie Peterson.
Gabe Renhorn.
Well, as everybody knows, this episode is Valentine's Day. And, you know, why not get a couple on the potty? So we got a couple. My favorite AHS couple. I love them so much.
What's your feelings on Valentine's Day?
I don't really like it. It's just kind of pointless.
You literally have a boyfriend and you don't like Valentine's
Day. Yeah, because like you can show love like every day. Why do we need a day for it?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Because then like it seems like when they do something nice on that day, it's forced and it's not like actual genuine. Yep.
That's literally one of our questions.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. Keep talking about it. Anything else? Sorry.
It's just dumb.
I like the discounted candies and flowers.
True. I mean that helps. That's a perk for sure. Do you two have any special plans for Valentine's Day?
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Damn.
How boring.
Thursday when we don't have school, we might go to the city and watch a movie. I don't know. We haven't really figured it out yet.
What movie are you going to see? Or do you want to see?
I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet.
Saltburn?
But last year, we went to his house, and he made me homemade chicken Alfredo.
Aww. That's so cute!
It wasn't that great.
Oh. Still, but it's like the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like chicken Alfredo doesn't mean it wasn't
good. I have chicken Alfredo. Mine wasn't that great.
Oh. Damn, Olive Garden. This is rough. I like Olive Garden. What are you talking about?
Is Valentine's Day overhyped?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Explain. Mm-hmm. Go into deep.
Elaborate.
Go into the deep depths is why you think it's overhyped.
Give us your true feelings.
Kind of like what I said earlier, like, you know?
Yeah, speak your truth.
It's a money grab holiday.
True.
That's true. Mm. It is. Would you rather get a box of chocolates or flowers on Valentine's Day?
Neither.
What would you want instead?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just love and affection?
Yeah.
That's cute. Why is that? Why don't you want anything?
Because you don't need to spend money to show your love.
True.
Mm, I agree.
I agree. That's cute.
I like giving gifts.
He likes spending all his money. He doesn't know how to save it.
Oh, so sorry. I spent a lot of my money on Christmas for everyone.
That's so sweet, though.
It depends on the chocolate, and it depends if the flower is already cut or if I can plant it myself. Because I like to garden.
Wow. That's cute.
I love that. What's your favorite Valentine's Day candy?
Okay, on the form, mm-hmm. I said Reese's, but it's actually those, like, heart suckers that you get at Walmart for, like, $1.30. I don't know what's in that, but they're so good for no reason.
Garrett, how about you? What's your fave?
All.
Good answer, me too.
I like Fun Dip more.
Yeah.
Oh, I grip fun dip. I agree.
That's my new slogan.
Oh, Katie doesn't like it, I see. Dip. She's side-eyeing.
Gonna do on Valentine's Day.
Rot in my bed.
I don't know yet. Well, I'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. Isaac is
eventually. Being... What is your guys' favorite candy for Valentine's Day? I'm just re-asking all the questions.
You, because you're so sweet.
Oh! That was so cute!
Your turn.
I like fun dip, bro. I like to chew on that stick. Just get in there.
Probably those like Ferrero Rocher things. I love those. Eat those up.
I like those candies. My mom got me for Valentine, not that, Christmas, those big ones, and I thought it'd be filled. Hollow. Pissed me off.
Oh, that's a ripoff. I gotta fill it up. Hazelnuts. What are you looking at? What are you laughing at?
The way he was just like.
I got excited.
He likes them. He likes them.
Try the candy bar version of them.
Okay.
Anything else?
Anything Garrett? Else?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, you two.
I'm gone.
Anytime.
I should get a little stamp card each time I get a free.
Honestly.
Yeah. You're our regulars at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in.
Come. Please, Barry Hill, let Garrett be on the potty more often.
I can give so many great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good at this.
Yeah, he knows how to do it. Barry Hill, wink, wink.
A blooper. We put that as the blooper at the end.
But anyway, we enjoyed having you guys on. Thank you so much for your relationship insight on Valentine's Day. We'll see you guys another time. Bye-bye.
Peace.
On to the next, folks. This is Ella.
This is Kate.
And we're here with
Austin
and Keely.
As you know, this is the Valentine's Day episode, and we're just going to ask you a crap ton of questions about Valentine's Day. You know, be honest.
Okay.
Be yourselves.
Alrighty.
And have fun.
All right.
Okay. Do you have a Valentine?
No. No.
Why not?
So, my track record. Is not well. And that's just the icing on the cake for me. It gets worse. Yeah, so I've never actually had a Valentine, believe it or not. I know this might be a shocker. Yeah, so no.
Damn.
I do not, because men are stupid.
Is Valentine's Day overhyped?
I
want to answer first.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay. I think it's the stupidest holiday to exist because why?
Stupidest isn't a word.
You're stupid, so.
Let's keep it PG, please.
I think it's a stupid holiday because why do you feel the need that you can't appreciate your significant other any other day of the year, but yes. You need a special day to, you know, be like, oh my God, I love you. Like, why does there got to be a holiday for that? Why can't you do that every day?
I agree.
Okay, my turn. What was the question?
Is Valentine's Day overrated?
You know, in a degree, yes, but it also makes sense on the concept, but I also don't think it necessarily needs to be a holiday. I feel like if you have a Valentine's Day, it's so cute and fun. You get your significant other presents, but... For everyone else, it makes them sad and lonely. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm rotting in my bed on Wednesday.
I'll probably forget it's Valentine's Day.
I have a basketball game, actually.
Do you want me to cheer you on?
Is it home?
No, it's in Cherokee.
It's going to be my Valentine at your basketball game. With Buster?
No.
Would you rather get a box of chocolates or flowers on Valentine's Day?
Flowers. I don't really like sweets.
I would say chocolates, because I think flowers are stupid.
Well, like, when you have flowers in a room, I feel like it just livens the place.
Okay,
up.
Yes,
I
they're agree. Pretty, but, like, they're stupid.
Why? Has anyone why ever got you flowers? Is that why you're hating right now?
Okay, why does everybody say this when I say I hate flowers? I just generally hate them.
I'll get you flowers to make you feel better.
No, thank you. You...
Okay.
You bought flowers for, like, $10, whatever, right? For them to last, like, what, $20 five days? $20 freaking dollars for flowers that are going to die within 5 days? Yeah, no, that's stupid. I think flowers are stupid.
But you'd rather eat some overpriced chocolate that's going to give you a stomach ache?
I'd rather get freaking chocolates because they're just more good.
They're gooder.
You really just put me in my spot.
Cut that out. Cut that out.
Stupidest.
Okay, next question. I'm over this.
What is your favorite Valentine's Day candy?
Wouldn't I need to have ever had a Valentine to know this?
Not necessarily.
You could just buy them.
Hey, I'm sorry. I go down the Walmart Valentine section and buy all the candy for myself.
It's okay. I do it too.
Okay, are you going to actually answer the question or no?
Even though I was just hating on it, I like the...
The hearts?
Yeah, the hearts full of chocolates. Because then you get like all the different types of chocolates and you get to have different.
Yeah, or I like the ones that have the writing on it. The little like sugar candy
ones. The conversation hearts?
Yes, that's what they're called.
And that's a wrap on our Valentine's Day special.
Thank you for listening and a happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.